housing the Emanuel Vidovich Gallery in a building within the Old Town Centre, achieved the setting of Vidovich's works into a context corresponding to his art. He had always transferred onto canvas the atmosphere and vistas which were an integral part of his life. This was also a valuable architectural accomplishment, as this is the only preserved classicist building in Split. Devastated by years of improper use, it finally acquired not only a befitting resident, but also one who highlights its memorial value. The classicistic house, located at Poljana Kraljice Jelene, is a simple two-story building with a symmetrical facade and profile frame windows. In the centre of the house, you can see the outer courtyard with a well, separated from the vestibule by two rows of columns, which give this not-so-large building a touch of elegance. There is a well of simple crown design in the courtyard. What makes the building a particularly attractive monument is the fact that to the east it leans onto Diocletian's Palace, which, as part of the historical complex of Split, is on UNESCO's World Cultural Heritage List. In addition to being a valuable monument of classicist architecture, the building plays a significant part in the cultural history of the city, as from 1836 to 1863 it housed the classical gymnasium, which educated prominent people such as Natko Nodilo, Vid Morpurgo and Juraj Plančić. After the gymnasium moved out, the building was used by the Archaeological Museum, followed by a girls' primary school, and finally, after the Second World War, by the Boy Scout Association.